The biggest AI story today is not a launch or a flashy demo. It is a shutdown with real policy teeth. According to TechCrunch, Anthropic's safety warnings around a narrow jailbreak finding helped trigger a government move that pulled its most powerful model from circulation. The company is openly pushing back, and the result is a live dispute over whether one safety concern is enough to yank a commercial model used at massive scale. This is not just about one model. It is about who gets to decide when frontier AI is too risky to stay online. This is TSL, Bite-Sized, your daily AI news brief for Sunday, June 14th, 2026. Let's get into it. Here is the core of it. Anthropic says it disagrees with the decision to recall the model. And according to TechCrunch, the company argued that a narrow potential jailbreak should not be enough to pull a commercial system deployed to hundreds of millions of people. That matters because it turns a technical safety finding into an operational and regulatory event. Once a model is treated as something that can be recalled, the conversation shifts from product quality to compliance, export control, and national security. For developers and enterprise buyers, this is a reminder that access to a frontier model is not guaranteed just because it is already in production. It can be interrupted by a policy decision, even if the company itself wants to keep it running. The practical takeaway is simple. Model availability is now part of the risk calculation, right alongside cost, latency, and capability. The second major story is that Anthropic has now cut off access to Fable 5 and Mythos 5 for all customers, after a government order demanded that the company block access for all foreign nations, including people inside and outside the United States. According to The Verge, that order even applied to Anthropic employees, which tells you how broad the restriction was. To comply, Anthropic had to fully remove access rather than just limit a region or a specific account class. That is a big deal because it shows how quickly a policy decision can ripple through a commercial AI product and force a global service change. For anyone building on top of these models, the lesson is that distribution risk is real and it can show up suddenly. This is also a reminder that frontier AI is now sitting inside export control and national security frameworks, not just app stores and APIs. Meta is dealing with a very different kind of AI problem, but it is still a serious one. According to TechCrunch, the company is reportedly moving to unwind its $2 billion Manus deal after Beijing demanded the arrangement be reversed. The report says Meta has started dismantling the acquisition, which suggests the company's expansion plans are running into geopolitical friction, not just business logic. That matters because AI deals are increasingly crossing borders, and those deals can be vulnerable to government pressure in more than one country. If the unwind goes through, it would be a reminder that even huge AI investments can be reshaped by regulators and state interests after the fact. For listeners, the key point is that AI strategy is no longer just about talent and compute. It is also about whether a deal can survive the politics around it. OpenAI is also facing a new kind of scrutiny, this time from state attorneys general. According to TechCrunch, multiple state AG offices are investigating the company, and they are asking about everything from ad policies to how OpenAI handles health data. The exact states involved have not been identified, but the scope of the inquiry suggests regulators are looking beyond model behavior and into business practices and data handling. That matters because it broadens the conversation from what can the model do to how is the company operating around the model. If health data is part of the review, that could touch on sensitive consumer protection and privacy issues. For users and enterprise customers, the takeaway is that AI companies are being judged not only on output quality, but on the policies and safeguards wrapped around their products. Quick hit, Meta's AI unit is also under pressure from the inside. According to TechCrunch, engineers describe the months-old group, which now has about 6,500 employees, as deeply strained and close to revolt. That kind of internal instability can slow shipping, complicate retention, and make a huge AI organization harder to manage. In a race this competitive, morale is not a side issue. It is part of execution. Before I let you go, keep an eye on whether Anthropic's access restrictions expand further or get narrowed after more legal and policy review. Also watch for any response from the states investigating OpenAI, because that could set the tone for how aggressively regulators probe AI companies on data and advertising practices. Those two threads could shape the next few days more than any product launch. That is TSL, bite-sized for Sunday, June 14th, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.